And let's say good morning to Jason Cans from jasoncans.com, authors of Letters to the Beloved. And less than 3 weeks till Christmas now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Enjoyed a fun breakfast with you and some others on Saturday morning. Glad you could make it.
It was a really good conversation. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to make it. We had new patio doors put in a couple weeks ago, and there was some tile work that needed to be done. And the company said, hey, we're going to come out on Saturday morning, and didn't really give us any more specificity than that on the time that they would be out. And so I thought it would be better if I stayed home to be here when the workmen got here. But my gracious wife agreed to be awake for that instead. And they ended up not showing up until after 11 o'clock anyway. So it was good to be at breakfast with a group of people. Those conversations are always just so rich when we get together with you and I and our friend Perry and Ed and Peggy joined us. Mm-hmm. It was really just a good chance to talk.
And during the day Friday when you were initially like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, I hope you got the message. Like, I, as your friend, really lobbied for you to come. So I hope you're like, Mark wants me.
You did.
So,
anyway. Yeah. I actually talked to Heather about that. I said, you know, I said, Mark is making a strong pitch for me to be there.
Right, right.
And she's like, yeah, that's fine that you go. So it was good. I think there was an element of wanting or feeling the need to be here. There was an element of laziness of, maybe I'll just sleep. I don't ever sleep in, but, you know, an element of maybe I'll just sleep in, you know, until closer to 7, and which I could have done anyway. But no, it was really good. You know, every time I come to something like that, it's just so life-giving. And, you know, the opportunity to meet with like-minded folks, sometimes even when we hold vastly different opinions on things, just really is, I think, essential to life in this world, especially now, it seems.
Yeah, I think I've been learning, and maybe I've been learning, to whatever degree, for everybody who's listening, that to whatever degree you think that you're open and real and honest and sharing your life with others. And I want to encourage wherever, at whatever point you're at, I think that you need even more. We need each other, you know, and there's songs we've played. I'm sure I could find one if we weren't limited to just Christmas music. But the fact is that however much you think you're leaning on others, you need others more than you do. Agree or disagree?
Right. Yeah. For sure. Agree. You know, and again, I think that's where it's so easy, I think, to isolate ourselves, especially now. And, you know, that's one of the things our friend Perry champions is actually getting together with people, right? You know, face to face as we can. And, I think in the times that we are able to do so, it's just good for our hearts and it's good for our souls to share space with people. And, so for you and I think, you know, our relationship has certainly deepened, even through all the COVID-19 restrictions and so forth. The opportunities to get together, I think, deepens what we do here on the radio in the morning as well.
I came away from the Saturday breakfast discussion. I mean, I just felt like I kind of sang just kind of a spontaneous song to the Lord on the way home. And I just felt like that is, you know, that's fellowship. When people get together and you're just sharing and it's kind of, and it just catches fire, like, and you carry that fire with you. And it doesn't matter. Right. I mean, you've been going to a adult child of alcoholic and dysfunctional group Monday nights at 7. You invited me. I don't know how much you invited me. I just kind of knew about it. And that's part of my story. It's part of my past. And I went last week, and I'm going to come on whatever Mondays I'm available, which is not the next two. But I just think, open up, be real, let to know and be known. And as you do, so much, you know, isolation and shame and loneliness and addiction is the work of the enemy, you know?
So. Right. And this time of year, you know, people report that year after year after year, that feeling of loneliness and isolation around Christmas is just profound for people, and, you know, to find ways to press in to be with people.
Yeah, very good. Yep. All right, well, good stuff. Let your fellowship go deeper and let it catch fire and spread here during the holiday season. Jason, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Sounds good.
There we go. Our buddy Jason Kanz, jasoncanz.com, author of multiple books. The latest, the one that took 6 years, the devotional commentary on the New Testament, Letters to the Beloved. WWIB, good morning to Susan.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Yes, happy Monday to you.
Happy St. Nicholas.
That's right. And good morning to our friend Drew in Michigan. I guess we used to say counselor comedian, and now we say pastor, counselor, and comedian. So good morning.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I do it all. I'll be taking out the garbage in a few minutes here, too. Everything.
I caught a snippet of your Facebook Live service. I can't wait to finish it. You're hilarious. Okay, you're not trying to be funny, but you're funny. You were talking about communion. You said, why do we do communion? I mean, it doesn't fill us up. It's not, it isn't just about, it's about the, I don't know. It just sounded really intriguing, and I want to hear it.
Symbolic, yeah. Well, just to clarify there, so I do believe in taking communion.
No.
Made it sound like. I'm like, what do we do at communion?
No. Yeah,
you
were definitely pure pro-communion, and that's something I can let slide, and so I'm very intrigued to hear what you have to say, and I bet it'll make me want to be more regular with my communion.
And I brought my daughter up on stage during the sermon, too, because I like to exploit my children for sermon purposes. So.
Doesn't hurt to get that cuteness up there.
Yeah. Well, nobody can resist the three-month-old.
Well, quite a week in Michigan with the horrible tragedy of 4 dead and 7 injured. And then on the football field, Michigan beats Iowa, the Big Ten Championship, and then this happened.
First victory of the year on the line. Goff's got it. Back, looks, throws, ends it.
Yes! Touchdown, Detroit Lions! They did it! Amon-Ra St. Brown in the receiving end! Oh, they're rushing the field! They've done it! 3 zeros on the clock! This game is over!
An excited Dan Miller on WXYT. Drew, excitement in Michigan and Detroit.
World War II just ended right there.
Yeah, right.
Let's calm down. And that crowd noise, I think that's actually piped in. I believe there's only 14 people there. No, you check. Attendance was very low. I don't believe there was that many people cheering.
They were excited. But, yeah.
Yes, they were excited. It was... it's about time, you know what I mean?
But then this is the classy way Dan Campbell handled the post-game press conference.
This game ball goes to the whole Oxford community. All those were affected. And that being said, man, I want us to not forget these names, Madison Baldwin, Hannah St. Juliana, Justin Schilling, Tate Muir, Phoebe Arthur, John Ishudu, Riley France, Elijah Mueller, Kylie Osigi, Aiden Watson, and Molly Darnell, who's a teacher. Those names, for all those, will never be forgotten, and they're in our hearts and our prayers and all the families, and not to mention all those that were affected by all of this, the classmates, the brothers and sisters, the cousins, the teachers, everybody, coaches.
Drew, a class act there by the Lions coach, putting football in perspective, right?
Right. Yeah, I was kind of thinking about, how's this conversation going to go this morning? Because I actually, I go up to Oxford several times a year. I have quite a few friends from there. My wife was actually up there on Friday. So I'm I wouldn't say I'm super connected to that community, but, like, we're there. We know people. And, the whole week was bizarre. The parents went missing. They were found in a building.
Right.
Not too far from where we are here in Detroit. I mean, I looked at it. I was like, wow, that's like a couple blocks away. Mm-hmm. So it's just like there's no happy ending. You know what I mean? It's sort of like these things happen and... the people that are quote responsible or whatever, they're gonna be punished. It's not really a happy ending on that end either. You know, it's like people have died, families are ruined, 15-year-old kids. You know, this kid who shot everybody, his life is forever changed. The parents,
I guess.
So it's just there's no sense of like, just closure or like a happy sort of, you know, there's just no sense of that. So,
yeah, I'm so sorry. I guess what I loved about what the football coach, what the football guys did is there is that sense when you lose someone, like, how is the world just going on? You know, my world has changed. I've lost someone. How can you guys be going to the grocery store? How can you be playing football? And this guy said, I'm going to bear witness with you right now. It looks like we're just going on with our lives, but we remember. And I love that. And that's all we can do is say we notice and we're so sorry.
Well, Detroit not only has you, one of our favorite people, but one of our favorite writers, Mitch Albumin, his piece on this in the Detroit Free Press, the echo of preventable gunshots at Oxford High School will be heard forever. So for people for looking for more thoughts on this. But, hey, as Coach Campbell said, our thoughts and prayers with you and those kind of still reeling on the heels of that and the roller coaster ride of life, my friend. But fasten in. For the ride through Christmas and 2022, okay? Thanks, Drew. We'll talk with you next
week. Thank you, guys.
All right. Weekend recap on WWIB. I'll start it off. A unique day on Saturday. Not one, but two funerals. One, a funeral, and another, a celebration of life. But either way, two wonderful sisters in the Lord. Vicki Westaby, we played the song Only Jesus that started off the service. And anyhow, good drive over to Withy, but glad to be there. To touch base with all the Westaby boys and Keith as well. And then a celebration of life for our friend Kathy Butler, 80 years old, and again, so active and so remembered. And then yesterday, really, the highlight for me probably was I said, I'm going to go see King Ralph. And King Ralph or King...
I don't know.
Yeah, Will Smith played King Richard. King Richard.
Yeah, that's right.
I was like, what?
Yeah. King Richard.
Now it's an R.
It's an R, but at 57, you forget. But really well done movie and inspiring. I was in tears at many different points based on a true story. And at one point, Richard Williams leads his family in a dinner prayer and closes off in Jesus' name. When do you see that in a Hollywood film?
Wow. I love that.
So, there we go.
I can't wait to see it. Yeah. Okay, you know how you have a sandwich on really good bread, but the inside's not that good?
Okay.
Yeah, that's how this weekend recap
is going to go.
I'm going to be the mediocre middle.
Okay. All right.
The only thing I have to say is the home repairs continue with this pantry being difficult, but I've learned how to use some power tools, and I still have all my fingers, so that's good.
Nice.
Anyway, it occurred to me the other day, yesterday, all my children are off the continent, except for good old Ian in Detroit. Uh-huh. I've got Will visiting Gracie in Sweden, Kat and Zach are in Hawaii. And that's just kind of a weird feeling to know they're just confident enough to be zipping all over.
They're globetrotters these days, you know?
Yeah, here am I. Poor me. Anyway, it was a good weekend.
Good.
Well, I'm much more of a homebody, and so I usually prefer to just kind of stay in on the weekends, but that's not what happened this weekend. And we've been Chippewa Falls residents since 2019. And so I experienced for the first time ever, because in 2019 when we first moved there, I had to cover a basketball game, so I missed it. Then last year it didn't happen. So this year was my first experience not only attending, but being in the Bridge to Wonderland parade, the Christmas parade. It is phenomenal. Thousands of people. It is beautiful. I had a wonderful time with that. And again, thanks to Caroline from the station for organizing Wim's appearance in that. And then on Sunday, I made a quick trip up to church, then booked it back here because my sister Promise is a senior at UW-Eau Claire, and they have their holiday or Christmas. I guess they call it on the U, they call it holiday, but it's a Christmas concert. And so very, very well done. Again, with the men's and women's chorus, with the full orchestra. Love that. So Lindsay and I went to that.
Great.
Fantastic. And my parents were kind enough to come babysit our children at our home. And my sister Rachel and her three kids came along as well. And so then my parents switched places with us. And then they went to the 6 p.m. showing. And so Rachel and her kids and my wife and I and our kids, we all went to see the lights together at Irvine Park for the first time this year. And again, I say for the first time, I'm sure we'll be back. But again, always so well done.
Very
so
impressive.
Absolutely love
you're that. In the middle of a Hallmark movie.
Right. Got the sweaters, too.
Make Us Laugh Monday on
Make
a Monday.
Make Us Laugh Monday.
December 6th.
December 6th.
You're repeating me.
I'm repeating you. I just thought in the playful way of the day, I'd try,
She's going to lead in because she's stealing all your jokes because she doesn't have any today.
I guess,
so she's going to tell
you. When it happened as a kid, I would just go, Mark is great.
Mark is great.
Or else if it was a name calling, you go, I'm rubber, you're glue. Everything you say bounces off me and sticks to you.
Mark is great. Nostalgia. Let's stick with that.
All right. Let's start with, we got our best nine jokes.
I'm going to go first because I do not want to end. I do not want the taste of these
usually
jokes
Caleb,
left in our listeners.
Caleb bends, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, how about this? Why should you never brush your teeth with your left hand?
Why?
A toothbrush works much better.
Okay, very good. Okay, all right.
I'm a little slow. It's cold outside. The brain's warming up.
All right. Is there a rehab for gossiping? I mean, I don't need it, but I'll tell you who does.
Ooh. Tell me later.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, apparently our laugh track is freezing, too.
Yeah. It's cold and windy.
All right. Well, this is one that I forgot to say right before Thanksgiving. So if the Pilgrims were alive today, what would they be most famous for?
What?
Their age.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh, man.
So true.
Susan.
Okay. What do sea monsters eat for lunch?
What?
Fish and chips.
This is my longest three. My longest. A man was driving on the highway when all of a sudden he had to swerve to avoid a box falling off the truck that was in front of him. Seconds later, a police officer pulled him over for reckless driving. As the officer was writing the ticket, the driver noticed the box that he'd avoided had been full of nails and tacks.
Oh, no.
I had to swerve or I'd have run over those and blown my tires, he protested. Okay, replied the officer, ripping up the ticket, but I'm still bringing you in. What for? Tax evasion.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Oh, man. Well, a bear walks into a restaurant and says, I'd like a grilled cheese sandwich, please. The waiter says, what's with the big paws? The bear replies, I'm a bear. I was born with them.
That's so cute. Why do Russian translators work so quickly in Finland?
Why?
Because they're Russian to finish.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, man.
All right, my last joke. Two guys stole a calendar. Yeah, they got 6 months each.
And finally, here on the Make Us Laugh Monday, I was doing a little research. The adjective for metal is metallic, but this does not include iron, which is ironic. We did what we could. Make Us Laugh Monday here in the Whip Wake Up Show.
I know it's a Make Us Laugh Monday, and this story isn't really a Make Us Laugh. It's sort of a Make Us Smile, Make Us Rejoice. I heard a little snippet of this news, and so I researched it, and I am pleased to tell you that the fastest growing religion in Iran is Christianity.
Mm.
The church is booming over there. Christianity winning out even over. Okay, so the state religion, of course, is Islam. And ever since 1979, with the Ayatollah coming to power, you have to be Muslim. So this is an underground church movement. Things have not been going well with Iran. There have been sanctions. The quality of life is difficult. But people are very disillusioned. In fact, one man said the greatest evangelist for Jesus was the Ayatollah. Hmm. Because once you institutionalize this faith, the grace left, the fear came in. And I just was thinking about this, and I looked up in 2 Chronicles, Cyrus, good King Cyrus. Okay, remember Daniel?
Yeah.
And then he was in Assyria, and then King Cyrus conquered Assyria. The Lord, in 2 Chronicles, in order to fulfill, he said to Cyrus, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, which is Iran, to make a proclamation. This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, says. The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any of his people among you may go up, and may the Lord, their God, be with them. So it was Cyrus, the king of Persia, that said, Daniel and all of his exiled people that have been taken slaves, you are free to go back to Judah. You're free to worship. And I was just thinking about the way that God is, you know, the layers and the back and forth, and what a beautiful poetry this has, this movement of Christianity and following the living God in Persia, goes way back to where the country of Iran first started. So I just thought it was great news. It's growing, and we can be praying and rejoicing for the church in Iran.
And you think about, no matter how dark things seem to have gotten for this persecuted church, God never surrendered his control.
That's right.
From the days of Cyrus till these days, he never surrendered his control. And again, he is the king who sets up kings and deposes them. He is the King of Kings.
That's right.
And the Lord of Lords.
Hmm. I always go back to Zechariah 4:6, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So praise the Lord.
Right. And Esther, she was the queen of Persia. That is Iran. Nowhere is God's name spoken in that story, but boy, he's there.
All right, here's the deal. I have in front of me the top 100 baby names of 2021.
Ooh.
Caleb and Susan have not seen the list. I've got 50 girls' names, 50 boys' names, but they're not in alphabetical or anything. So what I'm going to do is I've got in front of me, we're going to zero in on the top 10. We're going to see how many of these. They each get three strikes, but they can choose a name, either a boy or a girl. We'll find out, is that in the top 10 list for either gender? They'll get a point if they can do it. You get up to three strikes.
Wow. Okay.
All
right. It can be a girl or a boy.
You got it.
Okay. I'm going to guess.
Ladies first.
Okay. Jacoby.
Jacoby as a boy's name.
Yeah.
Jacoby is not in the top 10.
Shoot. I heard that it was making up. Like, instead of Jacob, Jacoby is a big one.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Jacob had been a popular...
Like Jacoby Brissett.
Jacob is number 34, though.
Okay.
Okay.
So we do learn that. Lamenting
as Jacoby rises.
My turn, trying to guess one of the top 10 baby names of the year here in the Wake Up Show. I will say Liam. Liam. L-I-A-M.
Smart man.
Liam is a very good guess. That's number one boy's name.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
That is
the number one boy's name.
I think I can retire now. I feel like I won.
Yes, you can.
So, thank you. Thank
I have the excitement of a Detroit Lions play-by-play guy. All right.
Okay.
All right, Susan,
I am going to say, for a girl's name, I'm going to say there's a lot of Sophias.
Sophia is number five on the girl's name.
Yes.
Nice.
Way to go.
Okay.
Wow, we each have one now. Back to me.
Good job.
I'm going to stick with the boys' names. I'm going to say this is a solid name. I'm not sure if it's part of the top 10, but I will say Jack.
Jack.
Ooh.
Jack is number 13.
Oh, so I just missed it from the top 10.
Missed it in the top 10. Sorry.
All right. One strike for each of us.
Welcome to Strike Land down here with me.
Okay. One apiece.
Okay. I am going to guess Emma.
Emma.
That's what I was going to guess.
There was a movie by that name, right?
Yes.
And a book, of course. And that is number two on the girl's name.
You are kidding.
No, you got it.
But she took mine.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm trying to pay the ding for you. But that was what I was going to guess.
I'm so
sorry.
Susan
has gotten the number five and the number two girl's names. Caleb got the number one boy's name, Liam.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
She now leads 2-1.
Those were about the only two that I thought
no.
of.
I didn't know that.
Let's just go, you know what? Let's just go off the wall so I can get my butt.
Yeah.
How about Sky?
Sky.
Ooh.
Sky. Any way you want to
spell
it.
For a girl's name, and that is not in the top 10.
Okay, I don't know.
Let me just scroll down and see. And I am not seeing Sky.
Okay.
So, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so second strike for Caleb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Susan.
I'm going to go with Zach for a boy's name. Zach. There are a ton of Zachs around.
And what is your son-in-law's name?
Zach.
Yeah. And it's not in the top 10.
See, every time I go with a vanity guess like Jacoby or Zach, I'm wrong. Maybe the Lord has a lesson
And
for
I do not
there.
See Zach in the top 50.
All right, I came up with one.
All right.
Aiden. Aiden.
Aiden.
Yes.
It sounds like it would be. It sounds like it could be. It sounds like it should be. And I do not see Aiden.
Oh,
I'm out. All right, Susan.
You know what? Oh, there it is. Number 15.
15. All right. But again, we're looking for top 10.
Respectable,
so,
though. Respectable.
Thank you.
Okay.
A near miss. All right.
All right, Susan.
How about Colton?
Colton Dixon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is not in the top 10.
Oh, man. All right. I'm out, too.
It was a narrow victory, 2-1, but, you know.
All right. Well done.
Pitcher's duel, soccer game. All right. Do you want to know the answer?
Yeah, yes. Let's hear that.
All right. Let's start off with the girls. Number one is Newton-John. What was her first name?
Olivia.
Yeah, Olivia Newton-John. That's number one.
Sure.
You already took care of Emma.
Yes.
Number two. Number three is Amelia. Number four is Ava.
Oh.
Number five, Sophia. Number six, Charlotte.
Really?
Oh, my niece is Charlotte.
Seven is Isabella.
Okay.
I almost did Isabella.
The steward's new granddaughter.
Yeah.
Oh,
Isabella
that's
Grace.
Why didn't
on trend.
I should have leveraged that info.
Beautiful names. Wonderful.
Number eight is Mia. Number nine, Luna. And number 10, Harper.
Okay. Oh, sure.
I like it.